With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There is reportedly a fresh Egyptian-authored plan aimed at ending the Israel-Hamas war. According to senior Egyptian officials and a European diplomat, the blueprint includes a ceasefire as well as the phased release of all hostages held by Hamas. The plan is said to have been presented to Israel and Hamas and to the U.S. and European governments. The Gaza war continues to claim lives on both sides. At least 68 people, including a baby, have been killed, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Israel reports the deaths of at least 15 of its soldiers in combat over the weekend. Ukraine's Air Force says it shot down two Russian fighter jets during the night, along with two cruise missiles and 28 drones. Today's dispatch says the attacks were aimed at southern and central Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Ukraine.
Christmas in the city of Kupiansk is a celebration in name only. Like so many settlements along the front line, life is punctuated with regular artillery strikes and sirens. Children have been evacuated and a fraction of its population remains. Ukraine's ambition of completely liberating its territory couldn't feel more distant here. Instead, its troops are repelling wave after wave of Russian attacks, and they tell us they're running low on ammunition. President Zelensky adopted a hopeful tone in his Christmas address, but his struggle to contain Western skepticism has left him with a new year which looks far from certain.
For the first time, Ukraine has officially marked Christmas on December 25th rather than January 7th, that date followed by some Orthodox countries, most notably by Russia. Also at SRNnews.com, Antioch, California police hunting for a hit-and-run driver who killed two brothers ages 12 and 13. Police say it happened late Friday night, a crash at an intersection. This is SRN News. A group of pro-life pregnancy centers fights back.
The New Jersey Attorney General's office is demanding that First Choice Women's Resource Centers give up information about its donors and employees. First Choice has responded with a lawsuit filed by Alliance Defending Freedom. The suit says the request infringes on the center's rights and indicates, quote, a strong antipathy toward organizations that protect pregnant women and unborn children from the harms of abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 25% of Americans are non-religious, and Democrats would like to organize them into a voting bloc, but it's not going well. According to research from UMass Boston, a lot of people who shun faith also shun the ballot box. Those who describe themselves as followers of no particular religion are less likely to show up on Election Day than religious Americans. In fact, social scientists believe the practice of leaving religion part of a larger trend of declining civic engagement. SRN News. Looking to focus on its core business at home, Germany's national railway operator Deutsche Bahn plans to spin off its logistics powerhouse.
Schenker has about 76,600 employees in more than 130 countries. The state-owned parent company describes it as one of the world's top four logistics firms. Deutsche Bahn issued an announcement that it's considering selling the entire share capital of Schenker AG in an open, transparent, and non-discriminatory process. It called for potential bidders to indicate their interests by January 15th.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Christmas Day has brought Wall Street trading to a halt. U.S. financial markets are closed today. Traders return to work tomorrow on a regular schedule, and there's speculation that a so-called Santa Claus rally will propel the stock market higher still. More details at SRNnews.com.